This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a clear culprit in the rising overdose death count in Massachusetts, fentanyl. New state data out today show three-quarters of the men and women who died after an unintentional overdose last year had fentanyl in their system. The data show more deaths are involving fentanyl, fewer are involving heroin, and the overall death rate is climbing. Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times more powerful than heroin. There's a legal FDA-approved version, but labs in China are churning out cheap versions of fentanyl. Dealers are selling them on streets, mixed with heroin, other drugs, or fillers. Buyers have no idea how much fentanyl they're getting, and so, as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, they're changing what they do to keep themselves alive.
There are lots of differences between heroin and fentanyl. Lots of reasons why more fentanyl on the streets means more deaths. But here's the most important thing. Fentanyl can shut down breathing in seconds, before a man or woman even has time to pull the needle out of their vein.
It happens so fast, like instantly as soon as you do the shot.
This is Allison, who started using heroin about 18 years ago in her late teens.
In the past, it was something that you saw happening.
Like, yeah,
you
like
could
the
see the person slow down, their color would start to turn blue, and then they would go out within 10 minutes or so. Now
you'd be able to pick them up and say,
Eddie, who's on methadone and only using occasionally these days, jumps in.
Now you automatically say, Narcan, automatic. I mean, I've seen it happen here.
Here, meaning the Cambridge Needle Exchange and Overdose Prevention Program, where a group of clients have agreed to talk about the dangers of using fentanyl. We're not using their full names because buying the drugs they're addicted to is a crime. Needle Exchange manager Megan Hines says she pulls out Narcan, generic name naloxone, to reverse an overdose in her bathroom or one nearby at least a couple of times a month.
Recently, we had a guy leave the bathroom and all the color just drained from his face, like immediately. He just turned blue. I've never seen anyone turn blue that fast. He was completely blue and he just fell down and was out, not breathing.
Hines spends a lot of time these days training drug users, local shelter and social service workers, anyone who asks, really, about how to use naloxone and start rescue breathing. Hines bent over the man turning blue to pump his heart, but she couldn't. He was hit with wooden chest, a side effect of fentanyl that may be increasing the death toll.
Your chest seizes up. You literally have paralysis. And that's obviously really dangerous because if someone needs CPR, you can't do it. And in this situation, it spread, so he had lockjaw and his mouth was only open a tiny, tiny bit. And so I could hardly even do rescue breathing for him.
Breathing for overdose patients is critical because brain cells can die after just 5 minutes without oxygen. Hines revived the man on the floor with injectable naloxone, which she urges all clients to carry. That's one of the smart use rules in this new era of fentanyl. Others? Stick to a dealer you know and trust. Use with a buddy, making sure she's okay before you inject. And there's the idea of a test dose, taking a small amount before the full shot.
But it's really hard to tell these days, even if you do a test or shot.
Allison says the grains of fentanyl that could kill you aren't mixed uniformly in a bag. One night a few months ago, Allison, who's homeless, spent the night in a tent with a friend. Allison woke up and used the last of a bag from the day before to get herself going.
And I actually said to my friend, I said, well, I can't believe I only saved myself this much. It was a very small amount, like a third of what I did the night before, and I overdosed on it.
The friend had enough naloxone in the tent to bring Allison back from the dead. These days, you have to assume there's fentanyl in every bag of dope, says Sean, who started using heroin more than 20 years ago.
Most of us know that that's what we're getting. And if you don't believe it, you're living in a fairy tale world.
Fentanyl is becoming more common in Massachusetts because it is cheaper to produce than heroin, and small, potent amounts can be shipped or mailed more easily. There's no reliable way for drug users to test the contents of bags bought on the street. Eddie relies on taste.
It's slightly bitter, but it's mainly sweet if it's fentanyl. If it's heroin, you can tell right away because it's got a bitter taste and it's a long-lasting aftertaste. I will not put anything in my mouth before I taste it.
Eddie and Allison say they try to avoid fentanyl, but when their last dose starts to wear off, they'll take anything to avoid withdrawal which they describe as the flu on steroids.
With literally vomiting, feels like diarrhea, your skin is crawling off, yeah. You're sweating profusely, your nose is running, your eyes are running, and that's all you can focus on. You can't think.
Some drug users seek fentanyl because it's a more immediate, intense high. Allison doesn't like it. She says a fentanyl high fades much more quickly than heroin, which means she has to find more money to buy more dope and inject more often. Or she takes other drugs to try to extend the fentanyl high.
Which is increasing the overdoses as well, mm-hmm. because you're getting a fast rush, but it doesn't last, so people are mixing.
Allison lost another friend this week. At 37, she's having the experience most Americans don't face until much later in life.
As of 2 days ago, 30 people that I know have passed away. Basically, my entire generation is gone in 1 year, a year and 8 months. 30 people.
What do you think that's about?
It's the fentanyl.
Definitely.
It's definitely the fentanyl.
Older drug users who've been through other epidemics and versions of the war on drugs say this moment with fentanyl is the worst they've seen. Especially for young people who have little experience with such an intense drug. A man named Shug has been in and out of the room during this conversation. He sits down now, twisting a towel in his hands.
Addicts are dying, like, every day. It's crazy, man. Excuse me. Nobody seems to give a damn.
Actually, says Shug, he's grateful for this needle exchange, which hasn't lost anyone to an overdose. That's in contrast to the streets outside, where the death toll keeps rising. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.